There you go. Pete Zimmerman's got the track. He's on fire tonight. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, moving on from the NFL draft to the bacon draft. I should have tried a lot harder on that one. That was not
very Don't be good. So hard on yourself, Justin. No, you did fine. You did fine. Well. It was good.
Bacon Fest Chicago is rolling into the UIC Forum this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Bacon Fest Chicago is in its eighth year. The co-founder, Seth Zurer, is here in studio. Seth, good to see you.
It is a pleasure, as
Thanks
always.
Thanks for being here. This has become a Chicago tradition. I mean, when you started out with this, I mean, was the goal for you to get up there with sort of like Garrett's popcorn? Like, what was the goal?
I think in our fantasies, that it was exactly what was going to happen. When my partner first proposed the idea to me, he was like, dude, he was drunk, first of all. He said, dude, I have an amazing idea. It's Bacon Fest Chicago, the Burning Man of Bacon. It's like, that's ambitious, right? That's right. Like, okay,
that's
Burning
that's
Man of Bacon.
Ambitious.
Maybe no art cars, maybe no hallucinogens, but we're going to have a lot of bacon. And it's going to be Taste of Chicago, but it's going to be everything bacon. And so that's been our beacon that we've aimed towards.
When you guys started this, was the goal, united over a love of bacon? Was it more sort of ambitious in the way that you're like, nobody's doing this? I mean, what was it that drew you to do a bacon festival?
Yeah, I think at first we were charmed by the fact that it was such a dumb idea. It was like, hey.
Always the best ideas. Right?
The best ideas are dumb ideas. Right. So, but, you know, we do love bacon. I'm a sort of big restaurant hound, and I was always involved with restaurant writing online and part of online communities. And so I was kind of the resident foodie for the three of us. And so when they got drunk, the reason they came up with the idea was they went to see a rock and roll puppet musical called Beer, about craft beer, featuring, among other things, a puppet puddle of vomit that sang a song about how corporate beer had created it. So anyway, they went home from that show and were like, whoa, those guys love beer so much they wrote a musical. And they were all theater guys, so they started writing a musical about bacon. And they got really, really bored with writing songs about bacon pretty fast. And why don't we just do a party instead? So I think, you know, for us it was like, okay, we like to eat. We know that people like bacon. We know that we like bacon. Let's create the kind of event that we would want to go to, where there's going to be chefs doing crazy stuff with bacon, and it's going to be, you know, it's an informal event. It's not like a charity gala, although
yeah,
there
I was going to say.
Involved.
I mean, you'll hear like festivals, like there's Wing Fest, and there'll be Hot Dog Fest and Pizza Fest and things like that. I mean, how do you differ so it's not the same sort? Because you're right, it's not. There always feels like there's galas involved or there's foundations. What does Bacon Fest do that's different than the sort of traditional fest that you have here in Chicago?
Well, number one, it's inside. I mean, I think the sort of traditional vision of a street fest in Chicago is, I'm annoyed that I have to pay $7 to
sit on
walk on the sidewalk on Lincoln Avenue.
Sit next to this garbage can.
Right, exactly. And it's, you know, everything served from a truck. So our big difference is that we brought in these, first of all, ridiculously great chefs. We've been very, very lucky that we have folks like Paul Verrant from V, Takashi Yagayashi from Slurping Turtle. You know, Pat Sheeran has been there for many, many years. So we have really spectacular chefs that are really doing something special with the food. And I think that's what differentiates Bacon Fest. Is that you might hear Bacon Fest and like, oh, bacon? I could just go buy a couple pounds of bacon. But you can't do what these guys are doing with bacon in the way that they're doing it.
So right. And for the aficionados out there, I mean, bacon, obviously, you know, yes, we are talking about the breakfast food that also doubles on hamburgers and things like
correct.
That. But what we've seen with the explosion of pork and sort of slab cut bacon and pork belly and has been tremendous in the last decade. I mean, in the last 5 years alone, you've seen what some of the fine dining and high end chefs have done with bacon that has never been done before.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, that's what's fun about Bacon Fest. You get to discover all of that, and so you'll see somebody that we have one guy from Oak Park Marion Street Market. They're doing a pork belly watermelon gazpacho with a cheese stuffed like chili pepper. So it's like, okay, it's not just bacon and eggs. We're doing something that's, you know, they're really transforming bacon into something fun and interesting and cool. And then, you know, you also get the good feeling of knowing that you're going to support the GCF, the food bank, at the same time that you're pigging out. So that's good.
Bacon Fest Chicago is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the UIC Forum, which is a great place right there at Roosevelt and Halsted.
Yeah, right there.
Let's take a – Seth Zur is my guest. He's the co-founder. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation. I want to know about how you go out and select the chefs, how you get the people who are real – because, I mean, I would think it's a rigorous deal of interviews to make sure they're into bacon, that they're not lying to yourself. Make sure they're not lying, right?
That's right. We got to vet our prospects.
All right. Stay with us.
Bacon. No, I want my bacon. I got to tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
That Chicago's best balls sneaks up on me every time. Like, I'm reading it. I'm Chicago's best am I supposed to read this? Seth Zur is here. He's the co-founder of Bacon Fest Chicago, which is this weekend. It's become a tradition in Chicago. It's the eighth year. The UIC Forum, that's a big place, man.
It's a big place.
A lot of people come out. It's already sold out.
It's not sold out. Saturday night may be sold out, but Saturday lunch and Sunday brunch, there are tickets available at BaconFestChicago.com.
All right, so let's get into how you get the chefs for this.
I'm afraid that you're going to be disappointed. Because the reality of recruiting chefs for Bacon Fest is, number one, a lot of chefs come back year after year. So 70% of the same restaurants or chefs that have moved to a different restaurant. And then for the remainder, I wish I could say that we sat down in a room and like had blind auditions and did taste tests and like walked around from restaurant to restaurant to see who treated us the best. But the reality is that we send 700 emails and we get 100 responses.
You're like, good.
Like, hey, and odds are the people who agree to do it because they know someone that's done it or they've done it in the past in other restaurants.
You know, it's a good time. But that's a big part. We talk about this on the show all the time. We talked with last night, we talked with Abraham Levitan about the music industry and about really it's this town moves because of its relationships.
Absolutely.
We talked to Brad Morris, who's out in L.A., and he said, you know, the reason he gets writing gigs is because of the relationships from Chicago. It's no different when it comes to the food community here in Bacon Fest.
Yeah, I think that's true. And any artistic community in Chicago, whether you're a theater community, it's a very supportive environment. Is even though there's not that much, you know, money to grab on the table, people are still very supportive about working together. And so chefs in Chicago, you know, they all know each other because they've all worked in the same kitchens. And so the word spreads if they hear that there's a good event that's fun, that they're going to be able to get out of the kitchen and actually see their friends and try out these dishes and connect with customers face to face instead of through the pass. They're eager to come. So we've been very lucky that we have such a great roster.
You know, you mentioned
chefs.
The word fun. I mean, that's what really puts these kind of events and sets you apart from other places. But you know, how do you do that? I mean, take us back to year one, year two. You know, when you're putting on a festival, when you're putting on Bacon Fest Chicago, what are some of the things, you know, that you didn't think about that you're like, oh man, I really got to start thinking about this next year? I mean, how have you evolved from year one to year eight?
I think what's interesting is that, you know, instead of adding more things to make it fun, we strip away more things to make it fun. So it's like, I think when we first envisioned it, we thought, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be a multi-sensory experience. We're going to have the food over here. There's going to be a poetry slam. There's going to be a theater festival. We're going to have jazz bands. We're going to have a DJ.
Get a water slide in here. We're doing it all up.
Exactly. But the reality is that the people who come to Bacon Fest spend $100 because they want to come and try the amazing food and connect with the chefs. And everything that is not related to connecting with the chefs is a distraction. So we've been peeling away everything that's not, hey, I'm going to come in, I'm going to eat, I'm going to explore this culinary adventure, and I'm going to talk to folks, and I'm going to meet fellow bacon lovers.
Is that hard for you? You're a creative person. I mean, is it hard, you know, when, you know, you want to add wrinkles, you want to try something new, or you come up with a brainstorm with your friends, you know, with theater background. Is it hard to remember that simple wins?
It's hard, but then the reality of time kicks in, which is nice, because then you say, okay, well, that was a really nice idea, but maybe we'll do it next year. But, you know, but it's also... the proof is in the pudding. People come and they have fun. And the more that we focus on providing a happy, easy experience for people to get in, try this amazing bacon stuff, and then get out, the happier they are. And I think so. The event has been designed around that experience, that it's a seamless experience. You pay your $100 in advance, but then when you get there, it's just like bacon paradise. Everybody wants to make you happy. Everybody wants to give you something to eat that you're going to love. Everybody wants to get you drunk. And it's a delightful experience. So, you know, in terms of my personal creativity, I mean, it turns out running a business is a endless font of challenges that require creativity to overcome.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of hokey to say this, but I mean, Chicago hog butcher to the world. I mean, you're in the Midwest. This is a Bacon Fest Chicago, and it's got legs. It's in its eighth year. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
People come from all over the area to come to Bacon Fest Chicago. What does that mean to you? You know, to have an actual space where you are in Chicago producing.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to me. I'm a immigrant to Chicago. I grew up on the East Coast, but I came out here and I think attached myself to the Chicago traditions with the zeal of a convert. And so the idea that I would create something in Chicago that Chicagoans would fall in love with and would come back year after year is deeply meaningful. It's like I've been accepted into the community. So it is hokey, but it's also true that it's no. We made something that people love, and it's become a big part of my identity. And I think about, when I meet people and I say, "Hey, I do Bacon Fest," they're like, "Oh, Bacon Fest! Oh, Bacon, you got to be kidding me! That's amazing!" So it's a great feeling. And
for you, I mean, do you see a life outside of Bacon Fest? I mean, is there an expiration date on Bacon Fest?
Oh, geez, I hope not. I mean, I love doing it, and I love meeting all these chefs, and I love all the people that come to the event. So I hope we can keep doing it forever. I don't know. Wingfest is in year 23 or something like that.
Yeah, so you got some time. But, it's interesting. This weekend is sort of like a culinary paradise.
Yeah.
And it's a mixed bag for you guys because the James Beard Awards are here. But that means there's a lot more people looking to experience food and food culture in Chicago. But there's also a lot more events. How do you deal with the fact that there is a lot of choice for this kind of festival or this kind of experience where you pay a chunk of change to sample chef's work?
Yeah, I mean, it is a challenge. When we started, we picked April because it was a time when there was not much going on. It was sort of before summer festival season. And since we started, that idea of a vertical tasting festival has really taken off. So you have a Donut Fest, you have Poutine Fest, you have Cochon, which is very similar to our event in terms of being pork focused. There's really a lot of options out there. So on the one hand, it is a challenge and it means that we have to be on our toes and be in tune with what our guests want to do and make sure that we're offering them the best experience we can. But also it's for us as food lovers, it's awesome. It's like we have amazing options of stuff to do. So at the same time that I'm always like gritting my teeth, like, why are these people doing events the same time as me? I'm also happy that Chicago has such a beautiful, thriving scene where there's so many options of things to do.
Well, part of that scene and the reason that it is thriving are things like Bacon Fest Chicago, which is in its eighth year. Seth Zurer is the co-founder of the festival. It's Saturday and Sunday at the UIC Forum. Mm-hmm. And then you sleep for... two and a half weeks.
And then I have a salad, and then I take a nap, and then I hang out with my six-year-old.
There you go.
In the meantime, you should come. There are two sessions on Saturday, one on Sunday. Tickets are available at baconfestchicago.com.
There you go. Seth, congratulations on your eighth year, and thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. Anytime.